AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Denmark Security Service says the shots fired on a cafe in the city today in Copenhagen was likely a terror attack. One man was killed during an event dealing with free speech. It was organized by Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who was facing numerous threats after caricaturing the Prophet Muhammad. The shooting came a month after Islamic militants attacked another media outlet that had printed Muhammad cartoons, the Charlie Hebdo newspaper in Paris. 12 people were killed there. Police in Copenhagen say the perpetrators got away. Lars Vilks was at today's event, but an organizer says he was not hurt. The start of a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine is about 3 hours away. There are reports of continued fierce fighting in the region. Andrew Weiss with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace doesn't think this ceasefire will hold.
I don't think that either party is exhausted. On the contrary, they seem to be gearing up for a more intensive phase of the war. This could go on for quite some time.
Ahead of the ceasefire deadline, statements by separatist officials cast doubt on whether fighting would end at the appointed hour. Police in Canada say they foiled a plot by two suspects who were planning to go to a mall in Halifax, Nova Scotia today, Valentine's Day, and kill as many people as they could before committing suicide.
Thanks to those who are sworn to protect us, the common sense and humanity of a tip that was shared with the police and which was acted upon, we have averted a true tragedy here in Halifax.
That's Justice Minister Peter McKay. One of the suspects fatally shot himself, and police say the other suspect confessed. Iran's foreign minister is being told by the country's supreme leader to take control of his temper during nuclear talks. The AP's Ashraf Khalil is in Cairo.
Zarif admitted to the newspaper that often during his meetings with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, he raises his voice so much that sometimes his own bodyguards rush in the room to make sure that everything is okay.
This is AP Radio News. Some couples spent Valentine's Day in the very cold in New York to move along their relationship.
Rhea Loda says she had no idea why her boyfriend Mitesh Gala insisted they go to Times Square in the freezing cold for Valentine's Day. But then she saw her name on a giant screen with the words, "Will you marry me?"
I said it, yes.
But she was thinking, like, what is this? I never expected this.
I was actually in a shock for a moment.
Gala was one of the winners of a Times Square Alliance contest for people who wanted to either marry or get engaged there on Valentine's Day. Julie Walker, New York.
From iPod to iPhone to iPad, get ready for iCar. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple is working on a secret project to develop an electric vehicle. Apple is not commenting on the report. The Wall Street Journal reports the vehicle will resemble a minivan and would be branded as an Apple product. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.